poll, plurality say Biden has made the country worse, America's best days in the past. By Hannah Blow on December 21, 2022. A plurality of Americans believe President Joe Biden has made the country worse and say America's best days are in the past. A Rasmussen Report survey released Tuesday found. The survey asked respondents, generally speaking, has President Joe Biden made America better or worse as a nation? Or has Biden's presidency not made much difference? Nearly half, 47%, said Biden has made it worse, followed by 34% who said he has made the nation better, 17% who said not much difference, and 2% who remain unsure. A majority of Democrats, 57%, believe Biden has made America better, but nearly 1 in 5, 18%, believe he has made it worse. Most Republicans and independents, 70% and 54%, respectively, believe Biden has made the country worse. The survey also had a pessimistic edge. As a plurality, 42% said America's best days are in the past. Just 38% believe the country's best days are in the future, and 20% are not sure. Democrats are the most optimistic of the groups, as 52% said the best days are in the future. 56% of Republicans and 42% of independents, however, said the best days are in the past. Per Rasmussen reports, a majority of voters 40 and older believe Biden has generally made America worse, but among sick, only 36% of those under 40 agree. 50% of voters under 40 say America's best days are in the future, but that belief is shared by just 35% of those ages 40 to 64 and 30% of voters 65 and older. 37% of whites, 26% of black voters and 28% of other minorities think Biden has made America better, while 49% of whites, 40% of black voters and 46% of other minorities believe Biden has generally made the country worse. The survey was taken December 14 to 15, 2022, among 900 likely U.S. voters and has a +3% margin of error. The poll coincides with the release of the $1.7 trillion spending bill, which has fractured Republicans, as conservative lawmakers in the House warned Senate Republicans not to vote in favor of the 4,155-page measure, which includes billions in earmarks and $45 billion to Ukraine alone. Correction, in the original article, the figures for aid to Ukraine and earmarks were mistakenly expressed in millions instead of billions.